So years ago, I spoke at a missions conference, and there was a missionary there who gave me a guide for prayer that ended with listening. Listening to God. After you've talked to God, listen to God. For years, I kept that guide in my Bible. It was so simple, yet such a great reminder that meaningful conversation is both speaking and listening. We learn that in Scripture. We learn it in the Old Testament. 1 Samuel 3:10. The Lord came and stood there, calling, as at other times, "Samuel, Samuel." And then Samuel said, "Speak, for your servant is listening." And theology is called anthropomorphism. It's a big word that simply means ascribing human characteristics to God. The all-powerful, eternal God reveals himself to us in words, in language we can grasp. From our passage today, notice the way God explained communicating with his people. First, he came. Religion is man's attempt to get to God, but the Heavenly Father always comes to where we are. The Lord came to Samuel and called out to him. And then this passage says, he stood. I love that picture. Standing shows God's patience, his interaction with us. The eternal God stands and waits for us to hear and respond. And then in this passage, he speaks. We can hear the voice of the living God, not audibly as Samuel did, but in our spirits, through his spirit, and sometimes through a gentle whisper. And then in this passage, he called Samuel's name. He calls our name as well. God communicates with us intimately and personally. He called Samuel's name. He knew Samuel, and he wanted to have a conversation with him. So we need to listen. That's part of conversation. That's part of our interaction with God. Samuel said, "Speak, for your servant is listening." The more we listen, the more we hear God's voice. So I remind us that communication is a two-way exercise. Prayer, talking to you, is not simply telling you our wish list. Communication is both speaking and listening. Help us say, like Samuel, "Speak, Lord. Your servant is listening." In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.